You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Sacramento Kings are in Atlanta tonight looking for their fifth straight win against the Hawks, who are number one in pace. The Sacramento Kings are number two. A speedy showdown happening in Atlanta. Can the Kings get the job done, win their fifth in a row, and improve to 6-3 on the season? We'll have to wait and see. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt George. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. This is your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage. If you're looking for conversations, updates, news, your takes, my takes, interviews, all of that jazz, statistics, highlights, we got it all right here for you. If you call yourself a Kings fan, you're absolutely in the right place. If you are new, welcome in. I hope you enjoy this podcast and make this your podcast home for Kings coverage. If you are a returned listener, thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate all your loyalty, all your feedback, and all your interaction over these past however long that you've been working on this podcast. Hard to believe that it's almost been a year since I've taken over this podcast from Jason Ross, and Jason will be joining me. This is episode 481. Jason did the majority of those. Once we get to 500, Jason hopefully will be joining me for a special celebration 500th episode here on the Locked On Kings podcast. So excited to be able to do that many, but this season is so fresh and we're off to such a great start and enjoying things so much here in Kings Land. I hope you are as well. So today on the podcast, we're going to be breaking down really this matchup between the Kings and the Atlanta Hawks. The Kings are favored in this game, believe it or not, and it's been a long time since Vegas has had the Sacramento Kings favored in a game on the road, regardless of competition. Kings coming off of four great wins, starting with the Memphis Grizzlies win and the Washington Wizards win, and then they come on the road, beating back-to-back nights, the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic. Now they have the Atlanta Hawks before they take on the very, very difficult and scary Milwaukee Bucks. That is the next matchup. Then they return home for a very tough homestand. So this is the first time they're favored on the road and maybe the last time they're going to be favored for quite a while in a game, despite how well they have been playing. We're going to look at the matchup specifically between De'Aaron Fox and Trae Young. Now, De'Aaron Fox has been officially listed as probable for tonight's game. You can see he played through discomfort in the Orlando Magic game, and I'm assuming he is going to be playing tonight. All indications point to him playing tonight. We'll have to see if he's back to 100%, if he got enough rest and relaxation yesterday. Now, the Kings did practice in Atlanta yesterday. They didn't have a full-on, full-speed practice as they are coming off of a back-to-back. So De'Aaron, I'm sure, did participate in practice, so it wasn't a complete rest day for him, but hopefully he is back to 100% and ready to go. We'll look at the numbers and compare De'Aaron Fox to Trae Young, who was one of those guys. If you remember Trae Young, how he started last season at Oklahoma, was on fire, right? He was averaging like 35, 36 points per game, was shooting from anywhere on the floor, and it seemed to be going in. Then he cooled off a lot, had that early exit from the tournament, and that lowered his draft stock. Well, not as much as I thought it would. I thought Trae Young would be going in the 6-8 range. Turns out the Atlanta Hawks drafted Luka Doncic with the idea in mind that they would be trading him to the Dallas Mavericks for Trae Young and a future draft pick. They seem to like this move. Now, I've had some guests from Atlanta on, especially during the summertime around draft time and after draft time, asking them their thoughts on this whole move. And the reason behind the Hawks making the move that they made was because they're starting a complete rebuild themselves. And believe it or not, they're off to a great start. And Trae Young seemingly is a great piece for them. So we'll be looking at the matchup numbers-wise between Trae Young and De'Aaron Fox. I'll share with you some of my keys to winning for tonight. And then at the end, more information for you on the Fans Only podcast, some ways that you can help out this podcast. We got plenty to talk about here, so I'm not going to waste much more time. Let's talk about first the matchup between both of these teams by the numbers. Statistically, we're looking at team stats only, nothing individual, and we'll start with points scored per game. The Sacramento Kings are 7th in the NBA at 116.5 per game. The Atlanta Hawks, despite being the number one team in pace, they get a lot of looks, although they're only scoring 108 points per game. That's because the field goal percentage is very different between these two teams. The Kings are actually 3rd in the league league in field goal percentage at 49% per game. Atlanta all the way down at 20th at 43%. And then you look at defensively what these teams give up. The Kings are not too high on the list. Neither is Atlanta. They're actually 22 and 23. The Kings give up 116.8 points per game for a points differential of just 0.3, minus 0.3. Atlanta gives up 116.9 points per game for a points differential of 8.5. So defensively, both these teams are relatively similar. They're on par. They're equal with one another. But offensively, the Kings have the edge. They just score more points per game despite being a little bit slower pace-wise. If you're looking at three-point percentage, which is also always really, really important, especially in the NBA today, Sacramento number three in the league. They're shooting 40% from three-point range this season. Atlanta down in 15th. They are shooting 36% from three-point range. So not a team that you have to be too worried about of hitting that three-point shot. Of course, with Trae Young on that roster, you definitely have to pay attention to that. When you're running fast, when young teams are playing with a lot of pace, you're always concerned about turnovers. Now, the Kings have done a relatively good job this season of taking care of the basketball. At least they did early on. Since then, they've dropped off a little bit over these last couple of games, gotten a little bit sloppy. They are currently tied with New Orleans and Cleveland for 14th in the NBA in fewest turnovers with 14.3 per game. The Atlanta Hawks, though, this is where they're really showing their youth despite being number one in pace. They turn the ball over a league-leading 18.1 times per game. So we can expect a fast pace and a high tempo. And here's what I'm personally expecting out of this Kings team, despite the fact that both teams are young. The Kings seem to be and are further along than the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks just started a full-on rebuild from top to bottom. We're talking not just players on the floor, but organizational-wise and with new head coach and everything like that. So they're still trying to figure things out, and they're off to a decent start. Atlanta, you got to give a lot of credit for the fact that they are where they are. They are currently in the 11th spot in the Eastern Conference, 2-5. They've been struggling, though, away from their home floor, but they are home tonight, 1-1. They're 1-4 on the road. This Atlanta Hawks team, some decent wins already for them. They're coming off of a pretty bad loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 136-114 in Cleveland, and we know the Cavaliers are not a very good team, but they have had some impressive victories. I like that Hawks win over the Dallas Mavericks at home, 114-104. They proved in that game that they can battle back from an early deficit because they were down big to Atlanta earlier on, and then their other win was at also on the road against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Atlanta, a team that's figuring things out, and the Kings, in my opinion, are further along than this Atlanta team is. The best indication of that is the fact that even with a little bit slower pace, they score more points per game. The Kings should be more effective in the open floor, making the smarter moves, not turning the ball over as much. They just can't get caught in a sloppy foot race with this team, because in that, in my opinion, you're giving away your edge if you do that. If you're playing smart basketball, taking care of the basketball while still continuing to push the ball up the floor, that is going to be your best case scenario. If the Kings are able to do that, they should be able to come out of a win or with a win here tonight in Atlanta. So let's pay attention really to the matchup that everybody is going to be having their eyes on for this one, the battle of the speedy offensive-minded guards. You've got De'Aaron Fox versus Trae Young. Now, Fox should and does have the edge in almost every statistical category except for scoring. Trae Young, more of a three-point shooter than Fox is, but Fox, a much better, in my opinion, facilitator, someone who's going to be able to run their offense more than Trae Young, who, if the ball is in his hands, the majority of the time he's looking to shoot no matter where he is at on the floor. And this game can really come down to which Trae Young we see tonight. If Trae Young is red hot, on fire, and just making it from all over the place, the Hawks are a very difficult team to beat. They go really where Trae Young goes, very similar to how the Kings go where De'Aaron Fox goes, but in a different capacity. Looking at the numbers comparing these two teams, we'll start with Trae Young in his rookie season through seven games, averaging 19.1 points and 6.6 assists. He's shooting 42% from the field, only 34% from three-point range, but don't let that fool you. He can still catch fire very, very quickly. He is an overall solid player, like I said, offensive-minded point guard, and he might be some trouble for the Kings. It'll be interesting to see what the Kings try and do defensively against him, if they have De'Aaron Fox matching up on him for the majority of the game, who they bring in to face him off the bench. He is averaging about 32 minutes per game, so he's playing a healthy amount, and he's averaging 15 attempted field goals a game, so you know he's going to be putting up a lot of shots. Looking at the Sacramento Kings, though, and De'Aaron Fox through 8 games, averaging only 2 points less, 17.5, which is actually surprising. I would expect Trae Young to be averaging more, being more of an offensive-minded guard than De'Aaron is, but Fox has been having a great season. He's also averaging 6.9 assists and 3.9 rebounds, shooting 48% from the field, only 21% from three-point range. We came to expect that from De'Aaron. 63% from the free throw line, and that's been a bit of a concern for De'Aaron Fox, and that's something that you heard assistant coach Jason March yesterday on the podcast say that he knows that De'Aaron and this team top to bottom, but especially De'Aaron, has been working on fixing that free throw shooting. It's down from 70% the year before, but De'Aaron averaging around 32 minutes per game, shooting about 13 field goals per game, even though he's a 48% field goal shooter. So it's going to be very interesting to watch these two go at each other. I think this is going to be a very, very exciting matchup based off of their minutes distribution. I expect them to be on the floor the majority of the time. However, again, what De'Aaron Fox are we getting? Are we getting a completely healthy De'Aaron Fox, or are we getting someone who's still favoring that back? Because Trae Young can take advantage. He's speedy, he's quick, and he has a lightning-fast jumper. He can take advantage if De'Aaron Fox is not 100%. And if Fox is playing but isn't 100%, I'd be interested to see if the Kings try and adapt and make different changes and maybe say Buddy Hield defending him. Maybe they bring in Frank Mason for more time to guard him off the bench. I think Frank Mason could be very essential in this game, or Yogi Ferrell, really, because they're both speedy guards on the perimeter that can provide a lot of defensive pressure when they want to. Frank Mason was fantastic in the Orlando game, filling in for Fox, who was favoring his back. So we'll be definitely paying attention to that. But how about this, though? Just looking at the standings, massive smile across my face. The Kings are sixth in the Western Conference. They have 5 wins. There's only 2 teams in the West that have more wins than them. That's the Denver Nuggets at 6-1 and the Golden State Warriors at 8-1. And there's 2 teams in the East that have more wins than them. That's the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Of course, those 2 teams are the 2 teams that the Kings will be playing next following this Atlanta Hawks game. So they have some tough games coming up here. But look at the teams below them. Utah Jazz, New Orleans Pelicans, Clippers, Timberwolves, Lakers, Thunder, Mavericks, Rockets, Suns. It's been a great start to the season for your Sacramento Kings, although you don't need me to tell you that. So looking at some keys to a win here tonight for your Sacramento Kings, what do they need to do to get the job done? In my opinion, they need to recognize and remember last year's game in Atlanta and how bad of a start you got off to. And I'm looking at the starts that the Kings have gotten off to over these last couple of games, and they haven't been very strong. Now, they've been getting decent looks, but they haven't been falling, and I appreciate that the Kings have shown a grittiness and ability to battle back into the games, and they've been allowing or using their speed and their pace of play to really bring them back into games, tiring out opponents. You could see what happened to Orlando. Terrence Ross for the Orlando Magic subbed himself out of the game with 4 minutes remaining in that Orlando Magic game because he told head coach Steve Clifford, man, I'm just too tired. This team's running me out of the building. Same thing with the Miami Heat. You could see them slow down significantly towards the end of the game. Now tonight, you're taking on a young team with pace that can keep up with you, and that can probably continue that pace and carry that pace through the full 48 minutes. So the Kings aren't going to have necessarily that late game advantage of how fast they play because they're playing a team that's just as fast, if not faster than them, according to the numbers. So I'll be interested to see if the Kings do fall behind early, are they able to continue to ride that wave of their tiring opponents out and they're able to overcome opponents late, or are they going to have to survive and make sure that they're turning in a good performance early on, scoring a lot of points early on, and ultimately getting themselves off to a better start. I would love to see the Kings establish themselves and lead by the end of the first quarter, even if it's only by 4, 6, 8 points. Just get yourself going offensively earlier. Don't wait until the 8, 9, 10 minute mark in the first quarter. I'm sorry, 8 or 9 or 10 minutes into the first quarter to really start to establish yourself and get shots to drop. Now, a lot of that is just are shots falling or not, but I would like to see the Kings overall being more clinical in the first quarter. That's extremely important to me. Number 2 is find the bad Trae Young and bring it out of him. And what I mean by that is Make everything that Trae Young puts up difficult. And if he's going to make them, then he's just going to make them. That's just Trae Young. But don't give this guy the space and the opportunity to come alive and get himself started and set himself off. Because like I said, the Atlanta Hawks go how Trae Young goes. And if he has a 30-point night, this team is going to be very difficult to beat. Also keep an eye on Kent Bazemore as well. I mentioned him a little bit earlier, but he's a very crafty scorer at that two-guard position. Athletic, can space the floor, but can also attack the basket. He might be a tough matchup for Buddy Hield. He's also a decent defender, too, so he might make things difficult on Buddy Hield. And Buddy Hield is another key for me here tonight. He's been so solid for the Kings offensively over these last couple of games. Helped this team get through some of those droughts and get through some of those ruts. Is that the real Buddy Hield, though? Is that going to be a consistent Buddy Hield? Is this 19 to 22, 23 point per game? Is that Buddy Hield consistently, and can he do that as a starter? Because the Kings are going to need that from him, especially in these games on the road. So I'm looking at Buddy Hield immediately to establish himself. Can he be the guy that can help this team open the offense early? Also, I'm looking at Nemanja Bjelica. Can he continue to space the floor and be the guy that they need offensively at that stretch four position? And then I want to see a good opportunity for Marvin Bagley here tonight. We've seen him actually have a lot of good first halves. He had a great first half against the Orlando Magic. A lot of his minutes, or he got fewer minutes in the second half, and he was just a little bit less clinical in the second half. So can we see a complete performance from Marvin Bagley through all four quarters, regardless of his playing time? I hope Jaeger is able to find him 20 to 25 minutes here tonight. It'll be fun to see also the number two pick go against effectively the number three pick, even though Dallas took him and traded him to Atlanta. So that'll be a fun matchup as well. I just want to see and continue to see growth for Marvin Bagley. Other keys to this game: taking care of the basketball is extremely important, and taking advantage of the Atlanta Hawks, who turn the basketball over, like I said, more than anybody else in the league. You both are young teams. You both play fast. But one of you is smarter and clearly able and better at taking care of the basketball. You showed that earlier on in the season. That sloppiness has kind of reared its ugly head, and you've taken a step back a little bit over these last two games. Reestablish yourself in this one. Allow the Atlanta Hawks to make mistakes, and then take advantage of those mistakes. The Kings would have won by more points, especially in the Miami Heat game, and would have taken a bigger lead earlier on against the Miami Heat if they had taken advantage of the amount of Heat turnovers. The Kings only had 7 to 9 points off of Heat turnovers in that first half for the majority of that game, actually. If the Atlanta Hawks are truly going to turn the ball over 18 times, turn the ball over that much, take advantage of that, use that to create separation, and use that to frustrate this young team. Now, also remember that if you do build up a lead against this team, that they are able to battle back. They are a gritty team. They don't quit. They fight hard. They're very similar to how the Sacramento Kings play. They also rely on tiring their opponents out, similar to how the Kings do. Remember that a Dallas Mavericks game. Atlanta fell behind a lot, or by a lot, early on, and they were able to battle back and defeat Luka Doncic and those Dallas Mavericks. So this is a team that doesn't quit. They have a lot of assets, and they have a lot of guys that can step up and be sneaky good. Make sure that if Trae Young is the one to beat you, that it's Trae Young beating you, or it's Kent Bazemore beating you. Make sure it's not Prince or another one of these sneaky guys that comes out and has a career night just because maybe you slacked off and took them for granted. And taking them for granted is another big one. I know I'm throwing a lot here at you, but there are a lot of aspects to this game that I think are extremely important. Just because you're favored on the road does not mean you can take this team lightly. Now, I think the Kings did a good job not taking the Orlando Magic lightly, even though they battled through a lot of fatigue in that game. And I'm also, I know that they didn't take the Miami Heat lightly. Make sure you're not just looking at this Atlanta team as a pushover. Man, they may be number one in pace, but they turn the ball over a lot. They're a younger team. We should have this. We've won four straight. We're on a roll. We're clearly the better team. This will be easy. You can't have that mindset. I don't think Dave Jaeger does. I don't think the Sacramento Kings do in general, which is good. But if you do, teams like this can jump on you. And we saw that last year, right? Remember how bad the Kings got beaten down by the Atlanta Hawks last year? It was a 40-plus point blowout that the Kings fell to Atlanta in Atlanta last season. So looking for a little bit of redemption for that. I guarantee you De'Aaron Fox and the players, Buddy Hield, the returning players on this team, recognize that and remember that from last year. So a bit of a redemption story for them as well. There are so many elements to this game. Now, I brought up Dave Jaeger really quick because if you haven't heard, Jeff Van Gundy, who's a former coach of this league, a great broadcaster, typically works on the ESPN broadcasts, he appeared, or he was broadcasting the Indiana Pacers at New York Knicks game the other night, and he had some great things to say about Dave Yeager. He actually picked Dave Yeager as his early nominee for Coach of the Year. Now, yes, it's only through eight games, so there's still so much season to go. But he gave Dave Yeager a lot of credit because if you remember, Van Gundy was on the broadcast. If you watched the ESPN broadcast of the Kings versus the Warriors in Seattle, the Kings looked awful in that game, and Van Gundy absolutely ripped this team to shreds, especially Buddy Hield and this team's defense. And he's been caught off guard, as of many in the national media, by this team playing as well as they are. And he gave a lot of credit to Dave Yeager. So I encourage you, if you haven't checked that out, it's all over social media, and you can just look it up online. Listen to Jeff Van Gundy's comments during that game on Dave Yeager. It'll leave you pleased and probably leave a smile on your face. Some behind-the-scenes housekeeping things that I have to get out of the way, and I appreciate everybody who listens through this part, and I know I mentioned all of this yesterday, but it certainly helps us out. We are trying to grow here, not just as the Locked On Kings podcast, but as the Locked On Podcast Network. If you call yourself a sports fan and you haven't checked out the Locked On Podcast Network, you absolutely need to. If you're an NFL fan, there's Locked On NFL and all the team-specific Locked On NFL podcasts. If you're a baseball fan, there's Locked On MLB and the team-specific Locked On MLB podcasts. If you're a fantasy player, whether it's fantasy football, fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball, there's Locked On podcasts for you. There's just really no excuse if you call yourself a sports fan to not branch out and try some of these other podcasts. And I also encourage you to check out some of the other Locked On NBA team specific podcasts, specifically teams that the Kings are about to play. You could listen to the Locked On Atlanta Hawks podcast for today and hear what they have to say about this Kings team coming in. And it gives you a better idea of not just how other teams are doing and what other these more specific hosts think about their programs, but it gives you an idea about what they think of the Kings. And that's extremely important if you want to learn more about your team and its perception from around the NBA. Because believe it or not, of course, we here in Sacramento, if you're a Kings fan that is in Sacramento, or you follow this team very closely, you probably know more than the average Joe in Atlanta or in Miami or in Houston or wherever you are. But you can always learn something from outside opinion. Whether it's right or wrong, you will learn and understand and get a better idea of how this team is viewed and appreciated, respected, or disrespected around the league. Now, I've had great opportunity here in Sacramento working for Sports 1140 KHDK and getting to work stats for opposing radio broadcasts. I got the opportunity to work with David Locke of the Utah Jazz. I've worked with the Miami Heat. I've worked with the Clippers. I've worked with the Bucks. I've worked with a lot of franchises. And one of my favorite things about doing that is being able to listen to their broadcasts and not listen to how they call their team, but listen to how they present the Kings to their listening audience. And you learn a lot. I've certainly learned a lot by it. I'm fascinated by it. So I encourage you, go and check out other podcasts for other teams in the NBA. You don't have to listen to them as religiously as you listen to this podcast. In fact, I encourage you not to, because you are a Kings fan if you're listening to this. But listen every once in a while. If they're about to play the Kings, or there's a major Kings storyline going on, and you're just curious, man, I wonder what the Locked On Clippers, the Locked On Lakers, they have to say about what the Kings are doing up here. You'll learn something, and it's very interesting. It's very fascinating. So I encourage you to check it out. I certainly do it along with my my fellow brother and sister broadcasters here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So I hope you enjoy that as much as I do. Also, like I said, we are trying to grow, and the best way you can help us grow is two things. You can leave a review on wherever you listen to this podcast. iTunes is the encouraged. It's the easiest one for us to leave a review, because we don't just look at that myself personally. But corporate, the Locked On Podcast Network, all the big wigs, the guys in charge of all that, they look at iTunes specifically more than anything else. So if you have a second and are available to go onto iTunes and leave a quick review of this podcast, it can be positive, it can be negative. I don't care. We learn from it and we grow from it. That would certainly help us out. So please do that. The other way you can really help us out is by just sharing through word of mouth, sharing this podcast with your friends, tweeting it out on social media if you are listening to it. Building the audience is one thing, but we want to bring in a bigger community of Kings fans like yourself that not just are interested in this team and want to hear and learn more about this team, but want to be a part of a community that discusses and enjoys and breaks down this team. Remember, this podcast is not just me talking down to you. This is a community where I encourage conversation. I encourage interaction. And you can do that with me at any time on social media, at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, or you can email me, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. We did one fans-only episode not too long ago, and it was absolutely a success, so we're going to be doing it again, and people are continuing continuing to send in those their requests or applications to be on that show. I appreciate each and every single one of you who wants to be on that show, and we are definitely going to be working that out, and that will be coming later on in November. As believe it or not, we're already in November. Holy crud. Also, I hope you had a great Halloween, by the way. I hope you were safe and are enjoying plenty of candy while you watch this Kings game against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. But please help us out if you have a second. Certainly appreciate it. Share with your friends, and let's build this community up. And be a part of the show as well. Reach out to me on social media. Reach out to me via email. Start the conversation. Keep the conversations going. We love it. That's what this is all about. Enjoy this Kings game tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. I will talk to you all tomorrow as we will break down this Hawks game, have some highlights for you, and then we'll look to that tough matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks before returning home. If you are in Sacramento, please try and get tickets to come to that Kings and Raptors game on November 7th. Should be a fun game, seeing Kawhi Leonard there. Bogdan Bogdanovic is expected to return in that game, and your Kings, at worst, are going to be coming home 5-5 overall. So that's incredible through 10 games, especially with how difficult this schedule has been for the Kings. It's actually been it's pegged the fifth most difficult schedule to start. So that's pretty incredible that the Kings are doing this well. So show them a little bit of appreciation by showing up and being loud if you are able to. That's going to be a fun homestand, as well as the Lakers are also coming to town. I know the place is going to be rocking for that. The San Antonio Spurs are coming to town as well. Going to be a lot of fun to be out at the Golden 1 Center. And if you can make it out, I highly encourage you to do so. And if you are out there, I am always out there. If you want to meet me and say hi, I would love to talk to you. I get that opportunity to meet with many of you and chat with you before games, and it's truly a pleasure and something I very, very much enjoy and I do not take for granted. So thank you to everybody for listening. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully the Kings can win their fifth straight. We'll talk about it all and more tomorrow on the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.